1 Peter 1, verse 3 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead."
It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. In these troubled times, God is our living hope. Help us share that hope by calling 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or pledge online at AFR.net. And thanks for your partnership during Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Tim Wildman here with Ed Vitagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim. Happy Share-a-thon to you.
Happy Share-a-thon to you, too. Ed is with us, and Walker.
Good morning. Good to be on the show. Good to be here for Share-a-thon.
Walker Wildman and Fred Jackson.
Yes, I'm very near Call Central here. I can hear the phones ringing. It's exciting.
Yeah. It's Share-a-thon, our fall Share-a-thon. We have two a year, spring and fall. And Ed, why don't you set things up for us this hour?
Well, this is our living hope. That is the theme for our fall Share-a-thon here in 2020. And just putting those things together, if we ever needed the hope of God, the hope of Jesus Christ, 2020 is the year we need it. It has been a very strange year, difficult year for a lot of people. So our living hope turned out to be, which is a theme we picked before COVID.
Yeah.
So this is really
an apropos
theme. Here's the number to call for Share-a-thon, 877-616-2396. Let's light it up, folks. 877-616-2396. Twice a year, Tim and Walker and Fred. Twice a year, we come to our listeners 3 days. 3 days in the spring, 3 days in the fall. We ask them to come stand with us, help keep American Family Radio on the air. And as we tell people, people who gave in the spring enabled the folks who are listening now to hear American Family Radio.
We need people to enable.
Yes. We need people.
We're all about enabling as long as it's for the right things, for the right reasons.
So 877-616-2396 is the number to call if you would like to give here during our fall Share-a-thon.
Walker, what do you think?
I think I'm excited about our Share-a-thon. I love Share-a-thon 6 days out of the year, as Ed said. And it's just exciting because I've said this before, but doing radio, and I guess it's probably similar to doing TV and other things, but you don't really know who's listening, how many people are listening, and whether you're having an impact on people's lives and how God's using us. But with Share-a-thon, we get to listen to listener testimonies, and we get to hear people talk about how God is using American Family Radio in their lives. So it's just very encouraging. It kind of gives us a boost of energy to get us through the next 6 months and before we have our next Share-a-thon.
Fred?
Yeah, exactly. I was going to mention the listener testimonies. I was on with Brother Bert in the first hour of Share-a-thon this morning, and once again, these testimonies of what American Family Radio means to our listeners. And I guess to turn that around a bit, listeners, you mean a whole lot to us because this is why God has put American Family Radio here. Mm-hmm. It is for you, the listener, and you partner with us. We're a team together. And in these difficult days, these difficult times, praise the Lord, we need to link arms together. And that's what we're doing here during our fall Share-a-thon, linking arms together to move forward for the Lord.
Well, you know, we keep talking about listener testimonies, Tim. Why don't we play one of those?
Novel idea.
My name is Danny, and I'm calling from Tennessee. I just wanted to call and thank AFR for all the programs you do during this COVID-19 situation. Our church has gone through online streaming, and it felt very distant. The church just does not feel quite the same, but it's been good to have the influence of AFR that you put over the air. It's been really good to keep me immersed in God's teaching and to be focused on God. We're not quite as connected to our church as we would like to be. So just thank you for what y'all do. Pray that y'all continue to do what you do, and God bless.
Amen. AFR having an impact on just many, many lives across the country, and we've been around since 1991 with American Family Radio. Went on with one station here in our home area of Tupelo, Mississippi, and then Jackson, Tennessee was the first part of the network, made it a network. You can't have a network with one station, right?
That's right.
And then Jonesboro, Arkansas, and then on we went to 181 radio stations across the country. It is our Share-a-thon, so let me just say that we need you because we are a listener-supported Christian radio network. Without you writing checks to help our ministry stay on the air, we wouldn't be here. It's as simple as that. And so if you want to call in and make a donation and be as generous as you possibly can, we would very, very much appreciate it because we want to keep sharing the truth about God and the Bible and what's happening in our country and calling Christians to be salt and light, as the Bible says in Matthew chapter 5. So here's the phone number to reach us and make your gift. And by the way, you're calling our studios here in Tupelo, Mississippi. You're not calling Bangladesh. Or Angola, or a call center somewhere far, far away where you can hardly understand the English. We got folks here answering the phone. Many of them are volunteers who listen just like you, and they've driven to be with us here during our Share-a-thon. Here's the phone number, 877 to call us to make your pledge, 877-616-2396. If you can, at all possible, make it a bank draft or a credit card donation or however you can so that it's monthly and we can count on it. That helps us budget. So we'd appreciate that. Again, the phone number to reach us here is 877-616-2396. Walker, folks want to join us online and join us here in studio for this next 2 hours. How can they do that?
Yes, the first way, and probably one of the most popular ways, is the website, afr.net. And not only can you listen live to the show there at our website, afr.net, but you can also donate. It takes you just a couple minutes to donate to our fall share-a-thon. So go to afr.net. We're also on Facebook and YouTube. Just type in the name of the show on Facebook and YouTube. And lastly, we have an app. So just download the American Family Radio app, and you can listen to today's issues there.
Hey, you know, Tim, I just want to, and then we'll get Fred in here. We like to let Fred speak every once in a while.
I appreciate that so much.
Tim, there may be some people who say, well, why should I give to American Family Radio? You get all that government money. You get all that government money and big corporations support you. I mean.
Well, mainly, Ed, because that would be not true.
We get no government money?
No, we get no government money, nor would we take it
yes.
if they offered
Yes, amen. That's right.
Because with government money comes strings attached.
That's right.
So we don't want any government money. We're counting on our listeners, who are, the vast majority of them, obviously, are believers, and they are familiar with passing the virtual offering plate, and that's what we're doing.
That's correct.
So, no, we don't have major corporations supporting us.
We rely on the people who are listening right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the $50 a month, $100 a month, $35 a month, people. That's the backbone of our ministry, always has been. We have, you know, a handful of wealthy people who give us, by wealthy, I mean, you know, millionaires.
Right.
But very few, and that's not what we, again, 95% of what we count on is the monthly gifts.
Right. Yeah, the vast majority of our donors are small gift donors, and like you mentioned, Dad, if a lot of folks will give $10 a month, $15 a month, and over time that goes a long way. So we're very appreciative.
Jim Stanley's our general manager here at American Family Radio. And from time to time, Jim pops in the studio to give us a report from what we call Share-a-thon Central as we look through the window.
The fact that you think I pop in
I'm gratified by.
Yeah.
Because I don't pop much anymore.
Well, how would
you
say?
A snap and crackle, I guess, so there is a pop.
Every once in a while, there's a pop.
What do you got, Jim?
All right, so the last couple of hours, we've been in the midst of a challenge. And in that challenge...
We all have challenges, Jim. What are you talking about exactly?
You don't know what a challenge is, Tim?
I do, but for the new listeners, I'm setting it up for you.
Tell us, Jim.
All right. So when we have a challenge, we have a group of listeners or an individual listener who has given us a set amount of money that we can use to challenge other listeners with. And so it's almost like a radio coupon. And so what we did is we did that the last couple of hours. We had a $50,000 challenge. And so during that time, we had 1,101 pledges.
Wow.
For a total of with 194,476. But wait,
there's more.
Plus the 50,000. So now you're looking at $244,476.
Yes.
So our listeners really came through.
They did.
And helped us on that match.
Well, whenever you use God's math, it works out really well. Mm-hmm. Now, I wouldn't use other math. You know, I wouldn't use that flaky math that's out there. I would use God's math.
And you sure wouldn't rely on Tim or myself to do any kind of math.
Notice, but we can rely on Walker. Walker. Is that what you're saying?
Walker's I left
guy.
Walker off the.
I can
off
add
that list.
Let me tell you,
Walker doesn't miss much. Now, Tim, you guys don't either. But Walker reminds me so much of Brother Don and the way that Brother Don would come through with the notes and say, hey, what about this and, you know, about that. And folks, if Brother Don would come through on Monday mornings and he'd have a list of stuff he heard over the weekend on the radio. And I asked his wife, Miss Linda, I said, Miss Linda, when does he ever sleep? You know, does he have three radios in the bedroom? And she'd say, yeah. You know, so, but no, I appreciate you guys. And so appreciate our listeners.
Absolutely.
Want to thank them
for
what they've done and praise God for the gift.
Amen. It's our living hope. That's our theme for our Share-a-thon here in the fall. And we thank you for listening. Fred, what's leading the news?
They are now calling her ACB. ACB. The news headlines abbreviating the name of Amy Coney Barrett. It is day two of her confirmation hearings. Before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Today is a big day. They say it'll go 11 or 12 hours today because each senator on that committee, Democrat and Republican, have about 20 to 25 minutes each to ask Amy Coney Barrett her opinion on things. And this morning, the first Democrat out of the chute is the ranking member, Senator Dianne Feinstein of California. And you know what her priority was? What's going to be Amy Coney Barrett's direction on abortion? Abortion is the number one priority for the ranking member of the Senate Judiciary Committee for the Democrats. So here's a little bit of Senator Dianne Feinstein asking about Casey and Scalia's dissent in an abortion case earlier, and Barrett quotes Kagan. Here we go. Cut number one.
Let me begin with a question that the chairman touched on. And it's of great importance, I think, because it goes to a woman's fundamental right to make the most personal decisions about their own body. In Planned Parenthood of Southeastern Pennsylvania versus Casey, Justice Scalia, as was said earlier, joined the dissent, which took the position, and I quote, "We believe that Roe was wrongly decided and that it can and should be overruled." Do you agree with Justice Scalia's view that Roe was wrongly decided?
I'm going to invoke Justice Kagan's description, which I think is perfectly put. When she was in her confirmation hearing, she said that she was not going to grade precedent or give it a thumbs up or a thumbs down. And I think in an area where precedent continues to be pressed and litigated, as is true of Casey, it would be particularly, it would actually be wrong and a violation of the canons for me to do that as a sitting judge.
Now, Feinstein, after
she
that.
She just dunked on her.
Yeah, she sure did.
I know, she came in with a Michael Jordan tomahawk over the top of.
And broke the backboard.
Dianne Feinstein, who's not what she used to be, so she doesn't have it like a 2-inch vertical jump.
Right.
But just slam dunked on her. You know, what's happening there, you know, they're trying to pin Amy Coney Barrett, the judge, soon to be justice, down on Roe versus Wade. That's what they always do, and they always frame it in a way that makes it sound like it's the end of the world if this person is confirmed to the United States Supreme Court. By the way, let me add, I read this, I can't confirm it, but I read it this morning that Amy Coney Barrett is going without notes.
That's true. I noticed that this morning.
Yes.
Good night. She's going to sit there for how many hours today?
11, 12 hours.
And take on all comers?
Yep. Right.
With no notes?
That's right.
No wonder she finished first in her class at Notre Dame Law School.
I mean, that was slick quoting Kagan, which is a liberal justice who was confirmed.
Yes.
And was a darling of the Democrats.
What did Dianne Feinstein say back to her when she quoted Kagan? Do you know the rest of that conversation right there?
Well, she moved on because Feinstein wanted to talk about gun control and then wanted to talk about homosexual marriage.
You know, on this clip we just played, the Democrats treat precedent as if it's some god out there, some goddess, and we can't touch precedent. But mind you, everyone who dissents doesn't like the ruling that creates precedent. So the judges naturally go against precedent all the time. I mean, there's a reason there's that we have continuous Supreme Court cases year after year, is because every so often they get moved back and forth depending on how the justices
rule. You know what? You know the answer to this, Senator Feinstein. You know that Amy Coney Barrett's a pro-life judge. You know why? Because President Trump said out loud, "I'm going to pick pro-life judges." So this is not a mystery. Mm-hmm. And go ahead.
Well, and I was just going to say, to Walker's point, Democrats love precedent, except when they don't. Mm-hmm. So the Obergefell ruling, which legalized same-sex marriage. No, excuse me. I'm trying to remember the Lawrence v. Texas decision. Yes, I will. And I'm not even on here for 11 hours, which struck down sodomy laws, was a reversal of Bowers v. Hardwick, which was 17 years before that. The Supreme Court had said sodomy laws can continue on the books. So the Supreme Court likes precedent, except when they don't. Right. They don't mind reversing prior rulings, as long as activist judges on the Supreme Court like the new direction.
And that's both sides. I mean, that's conservatives too. I mean, there are cases that we don't like that we think should be overturned. Yeah, right. So,
listen, President Trump, when he ran, like him or not, President Trump put his list of judges out there. Mm-hmm. He described his judicial, the philosophy that he wants to see on the federal bench, both appellate court and the Supreme Court. So, you know, that's out there and has been out there. Joe Biden, on the other hand, says that Americans don't deserve to know who he's going to put on the bench,
right,
nor do they deserve to know whether he's in favor of packing the court or not. So, you know, if you want transparency there, President Trump lays it all out there. And Joe Biden tries to be coy and or hide who he will put on the bench. So that is not that's just a fact. Mm-hmm. So you're listening to Today's Issues on American Family Radio. I can't wait tonight. I can't listen. I would like to listen more live to the hearings, and I will maybe watch some of the tape tonight. But I am very impressed with Amy Coney Barrett. And if I had a debate team, I would pick her first.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Huh?
First in her class.
I'll hold her water.
You would hold her water.
Yeah, I'll be a crucial part of the team.
Well, you know, she is, we're hearing now why she's called brilliant.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so.
I mentioned yesterday that she was determined to be very well qualified by the American Bar Association, generally considered to be a left-leaning organization that rates judges, and in her case, assumed to be justice. Let me give the phone number. We're in our fall Share-a-thon. The theme of it is Our Living Hope, and of course that's Jesus Christ, our living hope. The number to call if you would like to give to our Share-a-thon is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396.
2396. Tim, if I could, I'd like to just mention the Fall Share-a-thon 2020 here premiums. For a one-time gift of $150 or more, you will receive a 10-pack of our Christmas buttons, and they are fantastic. They are green and with the name Jesus on it, says Our Living Hope, Merry Christmas. These are just a perennial favorite for our listeners and all of our AFA family. You wear these, we say wear them and share them. So you wear it when someone says, and as they almost always do, love that button, you give it to them. That's why we're giving you a 10-pack. And then it gives you an opportunity to share the message of Jesus Christ during the Christmas season. Now, for a monthly gift of $30 or more, you will receive the 10-pack of Christmas buttons and the book by Ray Pritchard, Keep Believing, Finding God in Your Deepest Struggles. Keep Believing, Finding God in Your Deepest Struggles, a very timely message during this time of difficulty that our nation is going in. Again, the number to give to our Fall Share-a-thon is 877-616-2396.
Let's hear another listener testimony if we can.
My name is Gary, and I'm from Mississippi. Over the course of my ministry, I've been in South Carolina, Virginia. American Family Association and American Family Radio, when it came into being, both have been a real, I guess, a lifesaver or benefit to a busy pastor's schedule in trying to keep up with events that are going on around the world. I know I appreciated the information from AFA that I received by mail for many, many years. We appreciate the ministry of Dr. Don Wildman over the years and also his family that's following in his footsteps, Tim and others. AFA is one of the very few organizations, and AFR is probably the only radio station that I know of that is really on the front line defending the faith, defending our country and our Constitution. And I just thank God for each of you.
Oh, thank you, brother. You're listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Today's Issues is the name of this program. We're here Monday through Friday. I'm Tim with Ed Walker and with Fred Jackson. Fred's our news director for American Family Radio. All right, Fred, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, this is not the first time Amy Coney Barrett has been before this Judiciary Committee. You may remember a few years ago when she was up for a position on the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals. The big story coming out, she was challenged on her Christian beliefs. Well, I can tell you so far, there hasn't been a peep out of the Democrat senators on that front because they were roundly criticized. But yesterday, during her opening remarks, I want you to have a listen to what Amy Coney Barrett had to say about prayer and the importance of prayer in her life. It's cut number four.
I would be the only sitting justice who didn't attend school at Harvard or Yale, but I am confident that Notre Dame could hold its own, and maybe I could even teach them a thing or two about football. As a final note, Mr. Chairman, I would like to thank the many Americans from all walks of life who have reached out with messages of support over the course of my nomination. I believe in the power of prayer, and it has been uplifting to hear that so many people are praying for me.
Wow. Strong statement, and not afraid to say so, not only before that committee, but before the millions of people who are watching this hearing.
I'm looking at a photograph from the hearing, and it's the picture is down looking at Judge Barrett and the table in front of her with her microphone as she, you know, stares down all the senators as they ask their questions. Any of them from the Democrats, trick questions, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or trying to get her to stumble. She just has her hands basically in her lap, looking at them, and there's maybe one sheet of paper in front of her. Just amazing to me that she's doing this without any kind of notes. She's not looking around. She doesn't have to ask back, you know, behind her, hey, can you help me on this?
Yeah, what do I say about this?
Oh, wow. Okay, we'll be back in a minute. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Bert Harper, co-host of Exploring the Word. During times of difficulty, we need hope. Real hope comes through a personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ. AFR is dedicated to sharing Jesus on every program. Whether it is Exploring the Word, Today's Issues, The Hamilton Corner, or any other program, we make much of Jesus. During this Share-a-thon, you can make much of Jesus by making your contribution. Together, we shall share the hope that is in Jesus Christ.
This is Don in Tennessee, and I enjoy your radio station daily. But I have to say, Will and Nikki on Airing the Addisons were spot on today. They are on fire. These guys, they're really getting it out there. And Nikki says she's not embarrassed to praise the Lord, and I thank her for that. Anyway, as a young couple raising young children, they're doing it in the public eye. I think it's awesome.
Jesus Christ, my living hope.
It's Share-a-thon, and God is our living hope. Pledge your support at 877-616-2396 or give online at afr.net. And thanks for partnering with us during Share-a-thon.
Welcome back, everybody, to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Our theme is Our Living Hope, and we get that from what scripture verse?
1 Peter 1:3 is the theme verse for our living hope. Would you like me to read it?
Please.
Okay. It said, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." That is good news for Christians during uncertain times, uncertain because of the coronavirus, uncertain because of the election, uncertain because of hurricanes, and many people struggling because of the economy. And so our living hope, that is a good reminder of the fact that our faith and trust is placed and planted firmly in Jesus Christ.
Walker, if folks want to make a gift, how can they do that?
Yes, there's two ways to give. You can first, and some would say it's easier, or the easiest option is that's to go to our website, afr.net, and you can donate there on the homepage. But if some of you want to call, we have that option available too. Here's the number to call in and donate to our fall Share-a-thon, 877-616-2396. The phone number is 877-616-2396 to call in here.
Sandy Rios joins us most Tuesdays during this time. Sandy is Director of Governmental Affairs for the American Family Association, meaning she represents our ministry in our nation's capital. Sandy also hosts Sandy Rios in the Morning each weekday morning from 7 to 8 o'clock Central Time here on AFR. And good morning, Sandy.
Good morning, Tim. I mean, good morning again, I should say.
Yes. You and I did the...
You were my guest this morning.
Yeah.
And now I'm your guest.
Absolutely. We did the show this morning together. Sandy, have you been able to watch any of Amy Coney Barrett's testimony this morning?
You know what? I'm recording it, but I haven't watched it yet.
Okay, so spoiler,
so how about that for an answer?
Spoiler alert.
yeah. No, really. I'm sorry. I've been.
She's dynamite. Know. Yeah, you're not going to be disappointed when you get to watch.
I do know that she did a pretty. I've read some headlines that she did a great job of just going after people that were criticizing her for her faith. That I did see.
She also said yesterday, and Fred played this earlier, that. I think we played it on your show this morning. She said that she's a firm believer in prayer, and
yes,
she's been touched by all the people who've, and we did, we here who've said that they're praying for her. We here at American Family Association, we sent out an email to hundreds of thousands of people, Walker, asking them to do that.
We did. Just yesterday, we sent out a petition, and you can see it on our main website, afa.net, and there we're asking people to pledge to pray for our Judge Barrett as she goes through this process. So if you want to check that out, you can visit our website, afa.net.
Listen, whether President Trump wins or loses the presidential election in a few weeks, the fact that he has been able to have three Supreme Court appointments,
right,
Judge Barrett being his third, and then over 200 federal appellate court appointments. It's just phenomenal.
Yes, Sandy, I mean, this is historic. I mean, that's the way it has been described with President Trump's first term in office. And like Tim said, only God knows whether he will have a second. But it really has been historic, the way he has been able to impact our federal judiciary for perhaps the next generation.
Oh, there's no question about it. I think people don't, it's hard to even accept the concept. Like Amy Coney Barrett, if she is confirmed, she'll be there for life. We can all see how young she is. You know, she looks so young. And she and Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the other spectrum, you know, nearly 100 years old. That's how long Amy Coney Barrett could serve. And so you think about all the decades and all the issues that will come before the court, we can think
yeah,
without
but she hasn't she hasn't gone through the teenage years yet. So we'll see how that wears. I'm just teasing, folks.
She's 48.
Yeah,
that's
just
very young.
Yeah, I'm just
For a justice.
I think she probably handle her kids very well.
Oh, yeah. You know you're talking about her teenage
I'm talking
kids.
About her kids going through all their teenage years. That's what I'm talking about. But anyway.
Well, and the other appointments are the other kinds of federal judges around the various circuits. They are very close to flipping the Ninth Circuit.
Right.
And so whether they'll get to do that before the election, I don't know. But he's made tremendous difference. He has made a tremendous difference on the courts around our country.
Sandy, let me ask you this. Fred can chime in. He has a question about related to this. Why is it that the Democrats, almost all of them, are so fixated on abortion? Now, some would say, well, you are too. You're fixated on it as well. Yes, okay, we readily admit that science, Democrats like to cite science, right? Science shows that an unborn baby is a human being with arms and legs and a heartbeat and a brain. All it needs is a few months, and it's going to be able to survive on its own. So when we talk about abortion, we're talking about the taking of innocent human life in the womb. That's immoral, that's evil, that's wicked, that goes against God and the life that he brings and blesses us with. So that's where we stand. With the Democrats, they just obsessed with, they keep saying a woman's right to choose, and they never tell you what they're choosing. They call it reproductive rights. They have all these euphemisms for what is really happening here, and that is a baby in the womb is being torn limb to limb or injected with saline solution, which scalds it to death. But why are they so, why do they keep just making like this is their hill to die on?
I think it maybe could be best expressed by, is this something that Ed knows a lot about, is the fact that their religion is a secular humanism. And that means that your circumstances here and now and your own well-being is of premier importance. You know, the Soviets used to have their monuments to human achievement. Let me just interject that in 1990 when I went there, I was in one of the parks in Moscow, and there was this big Soviet statue of this, the I forget what they call the man, the whatever, it's this big broad-shouldered man with his arms crossed. You've probably seen statues like that or replicas. And it was in a park, and the irony was it, and you could hear military music playing in the park, but the statue was leaning over and had cobwebs on it. And it just seemed so metaphorical to me because human achievement is so fleeting. But the sacrament of this religion called human secularism really is abortion. That has become their sacrament. It's like taking communion. And why do I say that? Because for them, it's the pathway to achieving all they want to achieve. Their system of religion is not selfless. It's self-focused. It's focused on self. So babies like Barack Obama famously said he didn't want his daughters to be punished with a baby. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And so they view a baby as an inconvenience. It's inconvenient to a woman who wants to achieve, like a Ruth Bader Ginsburg. You know, it's all about achievement. We can do anything men can do. And for men, it's a hindrance because to their sexual prowess, to their sexual freedom, to have somebody get pregnant as a result, and it's financial, it's emotional, it's inconvenient, it's a punishment. And so it is their sacrament for their secular humanistic vision of this world, their religion.
And you know what? Let me just jump in just quickly, Fred, and then I'll pitch it right to you. That is why the more secular countries become, the more the birth rate falls. And I'm not saying that everyone has to have four kids, and I'm not saying that not having children is selfish, but it is just plainly evident that the more secular a country becomes, they stop believing in eternal life, they stop believing in the future, and they only believe in the here and now and what they can have, and that's why birth rates are falling all over Europe and places like Japan. All right, Fred, my sermon is completed. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I'm not sure I can add much to the wisdom that you guys have been putting out there this morning, but I will say, just with regards to the tactics of the Democrats right now and what I've heard yesterday and today, it's really about they're trying to warn America that if Amy Coney Barrett gets on the Supreme Court, their freedoms, the freedoms of the left to do what they want. They want abortion. They want more gun control. They want to endorse and expand homosexual rights. I've heard that this morning from Dianne Feinstein. Those are their priorities. And it was on display this morning. And with regards to Feinstein, kind of laid it out. She's the ranking member. This is what we're worried about. And Amy Coney Barrett had great responses to everything. She's going to look at the law. She is going to look at precedent. But also she's going to interpret the law as it was written. She's going to interpret the Constitution as it was written. That's what the Democrats do not want. They do not want that because the Constitution, as it is written, puts their agenda in jeopardy. Mm-hmm. And that's the whole thrust in all of this. I just want to go back for a moment just to yesterday. Yesterday, the Democrats, if you watch the hearings for a little bit, they had big pictures of individuals up behind them. And the whole thrust was that if Amy Coney Barrett gets on the court, their health care, the Affordable Care Act, is in jeopardy because that's a case coming up November 10th. Dr. Nicole Sapphire was on Fox and Friends this morning. I want you to have a listen. It's very careful. I want you to listen carefully because Dr. Nicole Sapphire kind of lays out the difference between having insurance and having real health care. Number five.
The Affordable Care Act in itself is a concept. It is a concept that the Affordable Care Act covers more people and covers pre-existing illness. But as you remember, President Trump himself has put forth an executive order saying that the federal nation's message now is to cover those with pre-existing conditions. An insurance card doesn't treat diabetes. Insulin treats diabetes. So how can we get affordable insulin to that child, to that family? Because that child will need it for the rest of their life. And that's what needs to be focused on. It's not about getting health insurance cards to people. It's about making sure that healthcare is affordable and accessible. And that does not necessarily equate to the Affordable Care Act.
And what is she saying? The Affordable Care Act, the Democrats put this out there, is you'll have health care under the Affordable Care Act. That has not happened. You remember, Affordable Care Act has deductions that people couldn't afford. Therefore, they still didn't get health care. And what Dr. Nicole Sapphire is saying there, because one of the examples that was given by the Democrats yesterday was the picture of a little girl who has diabetes. And basically, they were saying if the Affordable Care Act is shut down by the Supreme Court decision, this little girl is going to die. That's not true, because diabetes is treated with insulin, not a health care card.
Well, this
with insulin, and the president has been busy deducting the cost or bringing down the cost of medicine. That's what cures people, not a card.
This is, Fred, this is the clear difference between conservatives and liberals and Republicans and Democrats. Democrats see what may be valid problems or things that could be done better, like healthcare or health insurance, and they take that, and instead of applying private fixes, letting the private sector fix these things, they insert the government. And when they insert the government, it just furthers the problem and messes things up even more than they already are. And then conservatives, on the other hand, want to allow the private sector and enable the private sector to fix these things on their own without getting the government involved. So that's the two. That's the fundamental difference between Republicans and Democrats here.
Well, Walker, could I just add, there's the other fundamental difference is that in the guise of helping people and being concerned about their health care, the real motive of the left is to control those people. Mm-hmm. So that if the government controls all of your health care, they really do control your life. We have doctors then, because we had them, asking children, do you have guns in your house? How do your parents feel about this and that? This control leads to withholding care from people who have the wrong thinking. Is anyone listening to me doubt that that could not happen and will not happen? It also results in just knowing, you know, the supply of information controlling you because they know all about your health. They talked about sharing that information. They made much of that with Obamacare, but actually it breached our, they made a lot out of HIPAA, but while at the same time, they're putting everything online and making it possible for anyone really. Now, I'm not saying it's happening now, but don't think that your health information on some kind of a platform that can be shared with, you know, healthcare providers around the country is not capable of being breached. That's what they're taught. That's what the left wants. They want control of what you get, and they also want control over you, or you, because of knowledge of what you have. Whereas the Republicans do, honestly, President Trump has illustrated that as clearly as any Republican, that he has great compassion when it comes to health care. And that's why he's been pushing for us to produce our medications here and to lower the costs. And yes, he's made enemies in the drug companies because he's been slashing their prices. They're furious with him. That's part of the Never Trump crowd that wants him out. They are no longer enriching themselves at the disadvantage of American citizens. But so you've got all kinds of competing interests. But I think the rank and file Republican and the good, honest ones that we have elected really do care about the American people. They just want a better system. And the Obamacare is not a good system. So it should be done away with. I'd be very happy if it was done away with and replaced with some really great model that would incorporate free market principles and people's choice of what they want and what they don't want covered.
You're listening to Today's Issues. Thanks, Sandy. Appreciate you being on and look forward to seeing you in the morning.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Tim. Thank you, guys.
All right. That's Sandy Rios, our Director of Governmental Affairs. It's Share-a-thon, and we are going to be here for the next hour and 13 minutes or so. That is the three of us. Steve Jordahl will be coming over for Fred in just a few minutes. All right, Ed, what are we doing this hour?
Well, it is our Living Hope. That is the theme of Share-a-thon. It is our fall Share-a-thon. So for the next 3 days, and 3 days only, we are going to be asking our listeners to help support American Family Radio. The number to call if you would like to donate is 877-616-2396. That number again is 877-616-2396, or you can go online at afr.net. And we do ask folks to at least consider giving a monthly gift where you pledge to give every month. That helps us a great deal in budgeting for the coming year. So if you can give on a monthly basis, please consider doing that.
Ed, if you would like, I will tell our folks what they're going to get for their gift.
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Should they qualify, if you give a one-time gift of $150 or more, we will send you Jesus, Our Living Hope, Merry Christmas button. That was a lot there, but that's what it says on the button. Jesus, Our Living Hope, and then below that it says Merry Christmas. Well, you'll get a 10-pack, actually, of these buttons if you give a one-time gift of $150 or more.
I'm glad you clarified that, because
that was a mouthful, wasn't
otherwise
it?
We were just sending them one button.
For $150.
Yeah, for $150.
No, that's a 10-pack.
For $300, so you can get two.
Yeah.
No, it's a 10-pack. You know, we know that if you're going to buy that, that's you're overpaying.
Right.
Okay. But that's just a way of us saying thank you for your generosity during Share-a-thon. So a 10-pack of these Christmas buttons. And what else?
That's right. And then if you give a monthly gift of $30 or more, we'll send you the 10-pack of Christmas buttons that I just mentioned. But we'll also send you Dr. Ray Pritchard, who's also on TI every once in a while. We'll send you his Keep Believing, Finding God in Your Deepest Struggles book.
Yeah, Ray Pritchard, who's with us Tuesdays and Thursdays, he'll be with us Thursday. Ray's books are bestsellers.
Fantastic.
They're fantastic, and this book is probably his signature. It's the name of his ministry. keep believing, although it's hard to say. Ray's got a lot of excellent books. Keep believing. So we're going to send you a copy of Ray's book. Finding God in Your Deepest Struggles is the subtitle. Here's the phone number if you want to call and make a gift to AFR. We need to hear from you because this is Share-a-thon. We only do this Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then we'll be back to our regular scheduled format here on American Family Radio. But we have to pause in the spring for 3 days and then the fall in 3 days to say, hey, we need your financial support to stay on the air with AFR and to keep growing, because if we keep growing, we'll be able to reach more and more people and change more and more lives. We can't change people's lives, but the message they hear on AFR about God and Jesus Christ and the Bible, that can change their lives. Here's the phone number to reach us to make your gift, and please be as generous as you can. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. We are live video streaming on YouTube and Facebook. Just type in Today's Issues. Earlier this morning when I was on with Sandy, we played a listener testimony I wanted to play it now, and then we'll talk about the young lady we're going to hear from. Let's hear this.
My name is Laura Perry, and I am a former transgender, and I'm a part of the upcoming documentary called In His Image from American Family Studios. Talk radio had a profound influence in my life, especially American Family Radio, along with some other radio stations. As a non-believer, I was hearing these things on the radio and just hearing about God once in a while, and it would soften me toward the Lord. Over time, the Lord drew me closer and closer to Him and poured a lot of truth into me through the radio. But I was living as transgender, and I knew that I was not living according to God's will, and I had had surgeries and been through all the hormones and all the legal changes, and I felt like I was too far gone. But through a radical encounter, God saved me, and I was so radically changed, and I became on fire for the Lord, and I began listening to the radio even more and more, and just really began to absorb the truth that I was hearing. I also began to be convicted about the way I was living, because the truth that AFR was sharing, I didn't know what to do about it at first, but it gave me the confidence to know that this was the truth, that the Lord was calling me out of this. And I remember hearing about how Target was allowing grown men to go in the bathroom with little girls, and I knew that was wrong, and I was so convicted. I signed the American Family Association's Boycott Target Pledge about 4 months before I left the lifestyle, because even I recognized that it was wrong to allow a grown man to go in the bathroom with a little girl. I just want to challenge each and every one of you that are listening to support American Family Radio, because they are sharing the truth that so few other places are, and they were willing to talk about these difficult issues. The Lord brought conviction to my heart, and American Family Radio was a huge reason that I came out of that lifestyle.
Well, Laura Perry has a fantastic testimony and an excellent ministry. The film she's referring to, Tim Walker and Fred, is In His Image, Delighting in God's Plan for Gender and Sexuality. It was produced by American Family Studios, our in-house documentary division, and it is powerful. It will premiere on October 20th online. You just type in your email address and you can watch it online for free. And that website is inhisimage.movie. And Walker, that film is already getting a lot of attention. We've had a sneak peek that people have watched by the thousands. This is a message, as Laura Perry shared. It's a message that a lot of Christians, unfortunately, a lot of ministries are afraid to take on, because you do get a lot of blowback once you touch these kind of twin idols of our current generations, sexuality and gender.
Yeah, this is a very powerful documentary. I've watched it a couple times already. We haven't released it yet to the public, but I've watched it behind the scenes.
You can watch the 20-minute preview.
That's right, yes. The sneak peek. Yeah, so go to, as Ed mentioned, go to inhisimage.movie, and you can watch that 20-minute sneak peek there. It's already been viewed 119,000 times on our website, inhisimage.movie. The full release is coming out October 20th. But it's a very powerful documentary, gives various testimonies, including the one you just heard there. And it's going to be a great, and is already being a great, witnessing tool that God is using to impact people's lives. So things like this, like this documentary, is what your donations do. Not only do you keep American Family Radio on the air, but your money also goes to help us produce documentaries and resources to help inform and equip the church here in America.
Fred?
Yeah, absolutely. And what a powerful testimony there. And, you know, that's why God has put American Family Radio in the place that it is. I mentioned the phrase, for such a time as this. And we're in spiritual warfare at a time when the world is really showing who its boss is, and that is Satan. And we are here. We are a light in the darkness. And I just take a great blessing from a testimony like the one we just heard, that God is using American Family Radio. And I just count it as a privilege to be part of that. And to our listeners right now, you help make us make it possible for us to do this. You're partners with us. And right now, during this time of the year, this Share-a-thon time in the fall, you get an opportunity to come alongside us and say, hey, thank you for what you do, and I want to keep supporting you. And we appreciate it, and God will bless you for it.
Amen, amen, and amen. We got a couple minutes left, Fred.
Yes, he's back. President Trump is back on the road again. He is down at a rally in Florida last night. Remember, this rally had about 48 hours notice. That's all it was. People found out just a couple of days before. There were thousands out last night, and they were not disappointed by the newly revitalized president and what he had to say. Cut number 8.
If you don't feel good about going out, stay. Relax, stay. You know the risk groups. You know the older people. See, fortunately, I'm not an old person. I'm very young, and I'm in such perfect shape. Right? I'm in such great shape. One thing with me, the nice part, I went through it. Now they say I'm immune. I feel so powerful. I'll walk into that audience. I'll walk in there. I'll kiss everyone in that audience.
He was in rare form. He's going to do at least one rally a day from now until Election Day, which is 21 days away. And towards the last week, they say he's going to do two a day.
He's going to Pennsylvania today, right?
Yeah. He's on the move. Contrast that to Joe Biden yesterday in Ohio. I think 6 cars showed up.
They're celebrating Indigenous Peoples Day. Joe Biden, he didn't even celebrate Columbus Day. It was Indigenous Peoples Day. Did you see him out bowing before an Indian?
I saw the image.
It was like a Native American dancer or something. And I didn't see the video. I just saw Biden on the ground in front of him, like taking a football position. I don't know what he was doing down there.
Oh, Mike, talk about pandering.
Yeah, I think he celebrated Indigenous Peoples Day as opposed to Columbus Day.
What does that
Day
even
yesterday?
Mean, Indigenous Peoples Day?
Well, it just means that they were here first before Columbus. They have a right to the land. But I don't see anybody on the left saying, okay, we're going to move back to Europe. You can have my house. See, that's how you know whether they really believe this garbage.
That's right.
All right, is if they act on it. So all you Hollywood celebrities that diss that very fine Italian, Columbus, all right, and if you really believe that the Indigenous people should have this land, fine. Give your house away to a member of the Indigenous population.
Just like the people who said, if Trump wins in 2016, I'm moving to Canada.
Yeah.
Right.
Or I'm moving to Europe.
Guess what?
It.
Before the Indigenous people were here, there were other Indigenous people.
Yes.
Here.
Let's talk about the Comanche that wiped out entire tribes and took over the central part of the United States and the plains.
So you're telling me that the Native American tribes were not at peace with one another?
That is what I'm telling you, that the Bible is true.
Right.
And Cain killed Abel, and it's been going on ever since.
And it started then.
That's why we need our living hope.
Amen. All right, Fred, thank you.
You're welcome.
We're going to take a break for news, and then three of us will be back here in studio with Steve Jordahl.
Faith, family, freedom. American Family Radio.